Time now for music and how the child of Chilean exiles became one of the biggest names in Latin American hip-hop.
1970, un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente.
This is the music of hip-hop artist Ana Tijoux. She was born in France in 1977 to parents who fled the repressive regime of Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Ana and her parents went home after democracy returned to Chile in 1990. Her breakout record, 1977, which came out 2 years ago and what we're listening to now, was autobiographical. It was about dual identities and what she calls a life of shadowboxing against her parents' tormentors. Ana Tijoux's follow-up album is about the world today, about the Arab Spring, the Occupy movement, and student demonstrations in Chile. The record's just out. It's called La Bala, or The Bullet.
The difference with this new album, La Bala, is like this is a conversation with the world.
What's the conversation that you're having with the world?
I mean, like, when I live in Chile, and of course with all those student protests and this parallel situation that is happening with Indignados in Spain or the crisis in Greece or Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Oakland.
You're watching Occupy Wall Street protests and the Arab Spring protests and protests, as you mentioned, in Chile and in Spain and in Greece. And you sort of connected the dots, and as many people have, and said something is going on in the world.
Totally, yes.
And it seems like you leap right into that world with the song La Bala, which in English means the bullet. La pistola lo miraba fijamente bajo el mantotillo cromo de su veneno. Disparo repentino penetró cada partícula del aire, luego se cayó. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Por la sien. La muerte.
It was almost like a storyboard in my head about a murderer of a kid. And the death dancing around this dead body. And the second verse is like the mother that finds his kid on the floor and how the little angel begin to cry around the body. So it was super epic at the same time, which I never made it before.
The song La Bala, there's been some speculation that it was written inspired by an incident in Chile last year where a 16-year-old named Manuel Gutierrez Reynoso, a student, was killed by Chilean police during a protest. Is a song inspired in part by that incident?
After that I made the song, like, it was not writing for somebody special. And then when Manuel Gutierrez is killed, I was thinking, this is the song for Manuel, which is, it was very crazy. And everybody was asking me, like, did you make the song for Manuel? I say, no, but I feel that it's crazy how it's fixed so well at the same time. It's his story. So perhaps it's an intuition, who knows?
That incident, and of course those protests, which became violent, came as quite a shock to many people in Chile who remember the violence of an earlier period, the violence that your parents experienced. As I mentioned before, you were born in France. Your parents fled Chile during the military dictatorship under General Augusto Pinochet. Did you see yourself as an exile as well?
I think that all the kids that are born, like, outside the country of the parents, I think that you always live with that duality. I used to speak Spanish, but not so well at the time. I used to have an accent. So I think that it's part of that construction of identity also, where you trying to understand who you are, where you come from, but at the same time be very respectful about where you are living. Like, I mean, France offer exile to my parents, and I had an amazing friends and amazing education there also. So I think that with time has been more understood by myself.
It's interesting because you say you had an accent when you spoke Spanish when you were younger. And, of course, now you rap in Spanish. And have you ever thought about about making a record in French?
I've thought about it. But at the same time, like, I live in Chile and I feel that I'm still trying to understand this continent of South America, and I feel that I've got so much to learn about our people and our culture. And I mean, all the country in South America. I was just in Peru, Colombia, and Brazil, and every time it's like, wow, I've got to travel more, I've got to mix more with Latin American music, I've got to know more where we come from. So it's not that I don't want to rap in French, it's just that I'm just beginning to explore South America in all the sense. And at the same time, I've got to be honest, I love to rap in a language where I can go to Mexico and they understand me. I can go to Panama, to Bolivia, and they're understanding what I'm talking about.
I'm speaking with French-Chilean hip-hop artist Ana Tijoux. Her new record is called La Bala. Ana, we actually recently played the first single of your new record on this program, and the song is called Shock. Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros, no ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo, tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro, no, la hora sonó, la hora sonó, no permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock, la hora sonó, la. Now, the chorus repeats the words shock doctrine over and over again. Am I right in thinking that this song is related to the book by Naomi Klein, The Shock Doctrine?
Totally, yes. My father gave me the book, and I've got to think that I was super inspired by the book. Like, I feel that it was very clear, very explicative, like, about what happened in Chile, because she's talked basically about the doctrine of shock that has been installed in all the world with corporation.
It's a critique of capitalism, essentially.
Of course, and how it has been installed in Chile, like as a laboratory.
When you talk about the book Shock Doctrine and how, in your view, Chile has been kind of a laboratory, you know, a lot of people would say, wow, well, Chile is the most prosperous country in Latin America with the highest standards of living. But what is it that you see in your own country that you also sort of found in that book that disturbs you?
What disturbed me about this book, I think, is about the way that we are living. There is no logic in this system. There is no logic where, like, the poor is more and more poor, and poor in a way that is miserable. Like, we can talk about prosperity, because this segregation and this space between rich and poor are bigger and bigger. When you go to a ghetto in Oakland, or if you go to a ghetto in Chicago, or if you go to a favela in Brazil, or if you go in a población in Chile, the same situation happens, situation of poverty. And that's why you see the eyes of a kid of Oakland, or you see the eyes of a kid in a favela in Brazil, and they're the same eyes. The same eyes when you feel like, I can't be who I want to be. It's like there is no open door, there is no possibility. It's the story of South America. It's the story of all the ghettos of the world.
Ana, you are well known in Latin America. You've been around for a long time. You were in a rap group when you were younger, in the 1990s. You're now a mom. You've got a son. Does it change the way you kind of think of yourself as an artist and as an activist, because you have this other part of your life that is presumably the most important part of your life?
I think it's the most beautiful place of revolution, when you got those conversation with your kid alone, with no camera, no music. You and your kid, this is the real place of revolution. Love-olution. Respirar para sacar la voz, despegar tan lejos como un águila veloz. Respirar un futuro esplendor, cobra más sentido si lo creamos los dos.
That's French-Chilean musician Ana Tijoux speaking to me from Santiago in Chile. Her new record is called La Bala, and it's out now. Ana Tijoux, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the interview and the good question. Tengo los bolsillos vacíos, los labios partidos, la piel con escama cada vez que miro hacia el vacío, las suelas gastadas, las manos atadas, la puerta de entrada siempre tuvo el cartel que dijo que estaba.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.